This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. Britain said Sunday that it was sending more than 600 medical devices, including oxygen concentrators and ventilators, to India to help the country as it struggles to cope with the surge in coronavirus cases. The equipment comes from Britain's surplus stock, and the first shipment was due to arrive in New Delhi early Tuesday. The number of cases in India surged by nearly 350,000 within 24 hours, and it is a fourth straight day of record peaks. Hospitals in New Delhi and across the country continue to turn away patients after running out of medical oxygen and beds. The United States said Saturday that it would send additional support to India as well. Tokyo Olympic organizers this week are unveiling additional plans to explain how 15,400 Olympic and Paralympic athletes can compete in Japan when the games open in 3 months. This comes as Tokyo and Osaka and several other areas have been placed under a third state of emergency as coronavirus cases surge. Japan has attributed about 10,000 deaths to COVID-19. Organizers are expected to announce daily testing for athletes. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will make the case before United Nations members this Monday that now is the time for global leaders to begin putting serious work into how they will respond to the next global pandemic. The virtual address will be Harris's second to a U.N. body since her inauguration. It will come as the United States makes progress on vaccinating the public and much of the world struggles to acquire vaccines. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 80 people have died in a catastrophic fire at a Baghdad hospital for coronavirus patients. Officials from Iraq's Interior Ministry say the blaze that started late Saturday was caused by an exploding oxygen cylinder. Among the dead were at least 28 patients on ventilators battling severe symptoms of the coronavirus. Negligence by hospital authorities has been blamed for the fire. Prime Minister suspended and fired senior health officials and ordered an investigation. Some relatives were still searching for unaccounted loved ones Sunday. U.S. President Joe Biden is rounding out his first 100 days in office, and focusing on reining in the coronavirus seems to have paid off. Biden can check off nearly all his campaign promises centered on the pandemic. And in addition, he has delivered on a number of his biggest campaign pledges focused on climate change and the economy. But some issues have proven to be tougher for the administration, particularly on immigration. Biden is grappling with how to enact promised reforms in the face of steep increases in unaccompanied minors seeking to cross the U.S. border. Crowds gathered in Paris and other French cities to denounce a ruling by France's highest court that the killer of a Jewish woman was not criminally responsible and therefore could not go on trial. The decision sparked outrage among the French and international Jewish community. 65-year-old Sarah Halimi died in 2017 after being pushed out the window of her Paris apartment by her neighbor, who allegedly shouted "Allahu Akbar," which is "God is great" in Arabic. The neighbor admitted pushing her and the ruling from the court and said there was enough evidence to show the act had anti-Semitic motives, but that the neighbor had been delirious at the time. He's now at a secure psychiatric hospital. The Holy City of Jerusalem, a tinderbox of competing religious and political claims, has repeatedly triggered bouts of Israeli-Palestinian violence. This time around, there have been some additional sparks, including Jewish extremists who, emboldened by the political patrons' recent election to parliament, staged a provocative march at Jerusalem's walled old city, chanting "death to Arabs." Over the course of a few days, nightly Jerusalem street brawls between Israeli police and disaffected Palestinian residents of the city escalated to cross-border fighting between Israel and Gaza's Islamic militant Hamas. Again, more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
voice of America. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Port rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So stay close and make sure you don't touch that dial. Today, the African Beat will crisscross the continent, starting off from the Democratic Republic of Congo with Mambo Yo-Yo by Ricardo Lembo. And right after that, I'm an African by Chachi from Ethiopia and Amon Père by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria. Well, let's take it to the top right now from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ricardo Lembo, and this is Mambo Yo-Yo.
Yeah. best. It's number one. We love it.
Des choses entre une fille et son père qui ne se disent pas chez nous. Mais une chose est sûre, c'est que tu m'as toujours dit de respecter les autres et de travailler dur. Dur pour aller toujours plus loin, toujours plus loin. Et tu m'as rendue citoyenne du monde.
Parce que Zéram se veut d'être l'homme libre, tu porteras ce nom comme on porte le destin. C'est un peu de moi, même si je ne te le dis pas. Je suis entre tes mains comme l'eau sacrée d'un pays. Citoyenne de ce monde, ta vie sera ma vie.
By Idir and Nadia of Algeria, and right before that, I'm an African by Chachi of Ethiopia. I love this beat. And at the top was Mambo Yo-Yo by Ricardo Lembo from the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back. And now let's take some more music. Chagua Moja by Bob Lee of Tanzania is coming up next. And right after that, Ikole by Oliva Ngoma of Gabon. But let's enjoy this beautiful music now by Bob Lee of Tanzania. And this is Chagua Moja right now.
Mambo, yako na tuchanganya di viungo sungeni acha tambona ungemfata huyo kitambo chakua moja mimi ambaye uwenda na unayempenda karibi usisite umchague kama wanipenda sufya mie unae ajue hey, hey. Kama wanipenda sufya mie
Kole, beautiful music by the late Oliver Ngoma from Gabon. And right before that, Chagua Moya by Bubbly of Tanzania. This is the super show that makes you happy. The show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African beat on the Voice of America. And I'm yours truly, David Vandy, pushing and pulling the beats. I'll be right back.
The African beat. With music of Africa, from the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And here we go now with some more emails. And this one says, "Hi, David. Your program is just one of a kind. And so I want to thank you for those great African songs. I'll always tune in and listen. I have no intention of stopping. So please keep the beats playing. God bless you." This is from Clive Onechan, Dispensaire St. Pierre at the Kanobe Kabeza in Kigali, Rwanda. Thank you very much, Clive. And another email here says, "Dear Mr. Vandy, I would like to know if you have a station or a representative here in Sierra Leone, because I'm a music artist and I would like to send you my recorded songs so that you can play them on your station. I want people to hear them, to dance to them, and to love them, all right? Please tell me what to do." Well, this one is from Jennifer Annie Itam of Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, Jennifer, we have a representation in Freetown, that is Sky Radio 106.6 FM. But you can also send me your songs via MP3 to this very email, africanbeat@voanews.com, and send it also with your bio, and we can see how we can get onto that, all right? But this show is for you. And another email now says, "Hi, David. It is so great writing to you again. And you know what? I did enjoy your old school program, especially when you played songs like Mario, Lunchtime, Gumbu from Sierra Leone, I Don't Care, Dinkole, etc., etc., etc." "I am a regular listener of the African beat in Lunge, Freetown, Sierra Leone. I enjoy all the music you play on the beat. Thank you for such wonderful work you are doing out there, and continue to give us the best of African music. David, keep up the good work. I also want you to play a nice piece of music for my wife and children, and that is the entire Nyagwa family in Freetown, Sierra Leone, and all staff of the Sierra Leone Airports Authority." This is from Anthony Renner, Sierra Leone, West Africa. Well, thanks to all of you guys, and now let's get on to some music. Chibodo by TKZ of South Africa, and Africa Today by Nino Galizo of Guinea-Bissau.
your children are manipulated. Your children are tired, mama, mama, we are. Africa today.
Africa Today by Nino Galiso of Guinea-Bissau. And before that was Chibodo by TKZ of South Africa. Well, this is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Let's read out some more emails here. Dear David Vandy, it is a great pleasure for me to be with you on The African Beat today to express my love for your team. And also I want to use this opportunity to send my greetings to my friends here in Accra, the capital city of Ghana. They are the DG of Radio Momo Universe, Patricia Kuranteng of Universal School Kwashiman, Accra, Vanessa Mensah, also at the Universal School, and Blessing Anubia, and all my loved ones. I am your regular listener, Lamudia Abdulkarim in Accra, Ghana. And the final email for today says, I love African music, David. African beats makes me proud to be an African. This is from Marvin Koforidua in Ghana. Well, with all of this now, let me dish out some music that will make you rock. This is Kanambako by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda and Extraordinary Woman by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana. But right now to Uganda, Kanambako by Eddie Kenzo. Here we go.
Sofia Fes, on a moron di carrière.
Oh,
Extraordinary Woman by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana, and right before that, Kanambako by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound.
Yes, I. This is Jerry, a different dancehall star. Massive, you know. Follow me.
Yeah, man, I'm Daddy Moose. I'm Ben's man, you know.
Jerry, baby, come close. Yeah, put your dreams in my care. Don't wait till it's dead. Woman of my dream. Come let me tell you how you make me feel. Strength from above, I'm gonna let you slip away. Jarabi, I love you forever. Jarabi, ain't anything.
You hear that, girl?
Jarabi, you brought me joy.
Watch the man.
Jarabi, ain't anymore.
Love is with the girls, them, when them are wide up. Me and the girls, them, Jano, we are feet wind up. Love is with the girls, them, when them are wind up. We and the girls them, Jah know we a fit join up. Love is see the girls them when them a wind up. We and the girls them, Jah know we a fit twine up. Love is see the girls them when them a wind up. We and the girls them, Jah know we a fit join up. African girls them a me Jah Robbie. Love in me cell and then tell me say them want me. Indian girls them a me Jah Robbie. Love them in the hotel room and all in the lobby. Sierra Leone girls them a me Jah Robbie. Tell me when it nice and even treat me when it's stormy. Freetown girls them a me Jah Robbie. Me and them a girl a Ross and now we.
Yet it is as if there has never been such a time. When I feel cast aside by society, only you give me warmth and understanding.
When she a move and a shake up, be a sexy girl with the Benz man take up. The girls them farm I and I come for rake up. And in the back make them know say it no cake up. And this one girl I rest and know we a big wake up.
Jeremy baby, yeah, come on close, yeah, yeah, man. Put your arms in my girl.
All the African girls them, what was that? English girls them.
Come let me tell you, you make me feel. You in my life,
yeah, man.
On my mind. Feel like I'm never true, true blessings, straight from above.
David.
Accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.